You're listening to Banal Leakage, episode 91, The Truth About Fake News. Recording this, supposed to have been the week of January 22nd. It slipped over to the next week. But this is going to be a second episode each week where I focus on one current subject or a single topic and go into, you know, a good 12, 15 minutes of details, maybe longer, you know, but, you know, trying to cover my thoughts on things. So that's where these episodes are going to be. And with that, let's start the news. All right, fake news and its place in our society. So these are my thoughts on what fake news is, how to best identify it, and how to educate others on not buying into it. So, fake news has been with us for some time now. I mean, you know, a lot of people have misleading headlines or clickbait or, you know, any of those kind of things that lead people to believe different things. I mean, you know, for years, you know, the grocery store tabloids, the National Enquirer with, you know, alien baby and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, so fake news has been with us for, you know, many decades now. You know, there's always been some type of story or leading headline that kind of that offers something fake or not real, you know, or made up, you know, for the purpose of selling magazines or tabloids or newspapers or what have you, or in this, you know, in the modern day age, you know, click for ads, you know. So with that, I found a New York Times article that discussed kind of where the fake news did start. So, it was this article focused on this guy. His name is Cameron Harris. So he's a 23-year-old former college quarterback and fraternity leader. So he crafted this headline. So, and I'll go into more details about, you know, what he did here. So a new college graduate with a fervent interest in Maryland Republican politics and a need for cash. He sat down at a kitchen table in his apartment, filled out the details Mr. Trump had left out in a dubious art. Just coming into its prime, this bogus story would be his masterpiece. So he crafted the headline, Breaking News, tens of thousands of fraudulent Clinton votes found in Ohio warehouse. So it made sense, he figured, to locate this shocking discovery in the very city and state where Mr. Trump had highlighted his rigged meme. So, you know, how Trump was rigged, you know, the election was rigged. So, you know, so this guy sat down, he basically created a website. He went out and got a domain name, ChristianTimesNewspaper.com. Got a site, got the headline, and got it out there. And anyway, he... So he was contacted by a reporter who discovered that his... You know, he was wary at first, you know, on this thing. But so this guy, he agreed to tell the story of his foray into fake news. You know, this is how all these details are coming out here. So, and I have a link to this in the show notes to the New York Times article that I'm covering right now. So basically, you know, who would have, you know, he drafted up this story. He went out and found some image somewhere that showed ballot boxes in a warehouse and used that to lure people. This is at the end of September of last year when this article first came out. So so he just built this story and made, you know, for the purpose of made money, you know. You know, I mean, it came out, and then, of course, all the Trump supporters jumped on it, like, because, you know, their extreme dislike for Clinton and, you know, calling her Crooked Hillary and everything like that, you know. So this story eventually, you know, was shared with 6 million people. Well, you know, I mean, it just went out. I mean, it just went viral. So Anyway, the Franklin County of Ohio Board of Elections announced it was investigating and that the fraud claims appeared to be untrue. Within days, Ohio Secretary of State issued a statement to deny this story. Mr. Harris here, he, you know, kid, he was 23, I guess, but anyway, so he admitted that he bought the abandoned web address for $5 at this place called expireddomains.net. And so within a few days, the story, which had taken him 15 minutes to concoct, had earned him about $5,000. That was a sizable share of the $22,000 an accounting statement showed he made during the presidential campaign for ads for shoes, hair gel, web design that Google had placed on his site. So Google AdSense. So he'd put in perhaps a half hour a week on the fake news site, you know, for a total of 20 hours. He invested $5 in obviously some hosting fees for this site, and he turned it into more than $100,000. You know, so fake news. This is, in my opinion, in the research I've done. You know, I mean, fake news really took off with this story. I mean, it had its roots before over the years and throughout the campaign. You know, Trump's never really cared much for details or you know, facts or anything like that. Everything was always about his ego, or, you know, he hated being debunked on things that he was trying to. So, I mean, some of these, you know, stories here, you know, like other stories that this Mr. Harris came up with. New York Police Department looking to press charges against Bill Clinton for underage sex ring. Protesters beat homeless veteran to death in Philadelphia. Hillary Clinton files for divorce in New York courts. So 8 of his stories would merit debunking by Snopes.com, but none would top the performance of that ballot box story that he originally created. So Google got privy to this thing and killed the ads on his site. Google has been very good about, the last 6 months or so, been very good about trying to remove their AdSense from these fake news sites that they go through. You know, it's a lot of work that people have to come up with. You know, these people, you know, creative, and, you know, to come up with this whole thing of, you know, fake news and everything like that to get money. You know, everyone's looking to make a buck somewhere. So I can see the interest, you know, and then, but, you know, it's very unethical. I mean, how does this guy sleep at night? Obviously, I'm glad he told his story, you know, but still, you know, it's unnerving that, you know, these people are out there, you know, for the sole purpose of making money. You know, I mean, their talents could be used for more ethical ways of making money. So but, you know, this Cameron Harris story, you know, like I said, starts things. But the other story that really took off is known as Pizzagate. There is a pizzeria in Washington, D.C. called Comet Ping Pong. So, this fake news thing here, what happened was somebody, and I don't think it was this Cameron guy, I think it was someone else. Let's see here. This guy, Edgar Welch, he went into the Comet Ping Pong Pizzeria with an AR-15 assault rifle and fired one or more shots. In his words, he was there to self-investigate Pizzagate, a conspiracy theory which alleges that based on a fake news story that Hillary Clinton and campaign manager John Podesta were leaders of a child sex trafficking ring run from the restaurant's basement. So, yeah. In my opinion, this is the most bizarre thing that, you know, who the hell is this Edgar guy who really believed in it? Maybe, you know, his hatred for Hillary, you know, really wanted to prove that it was true, you know. Crazy story, but it gained traction. You know, initially it spun out of 4chan. The news spread to Reddit and then to fake news sites. The story grew larger and more convoluted. People started to accuse the Democratic Party of running an even larger international child trafficking ring, and that Podesta's emails to Clinton contained code words that had hidden meanings to pertaining to the alleged trafficking. Tinfoil hat here, people. So what's worse is that the conspiracy theory received major traction by right-wing outlets like InfoWars, run by Alex Jones, God, I hate mentioning his name. Another Pizzagate believer was Michael G. Flynn, who happens to be the son of General Michael Flynn, Trump's choice for national security advisor. So CNN anchor Jake Tapper questioned his Pizzagate beliefs, stating there is no evidence of it. Flynn instead demanded evidence of it not being true, which is far harder. The burden of proof here lies with the accuser. So even the general himself retweeted a fake news site that alleged Clinton aides were responsible for child exploitation and sex crimes. Many Trump supporters fell for it. Yeah, of course, it was against Hillary. So before long, the story was shared on Facebook, Twitter. Pizzeria started receiving death threats, phone calls, voicemails. I will kill you personally. Jeez. So, I mean, I just can't. I mean, this whole fake news thing. I mean, people really. I have a hard time believing that people actually fall for this stuff without doing research. You know, it's again, I've stated it a couple times already. You know, their hatred for Hillary really drove this. You know, they're like, oh my God, it's true. Seriously, are you nuts? You know, you're insane. You're mentally disturbed to believe any of this kind of crap. There's no such thing that happens. Anyone with a reasonable brain and without hatred towards something, you know, or someone can deduct that there is no child sex ring running out of a basement of a Washington, D.C. pizzeria, you know. If there is, it's not, you know, it's not going to be from a presidential candidate. It's going to be from some lowlife guy, you know, that or someone that's really hurting for money and is trying to fund their way to paying their bills or running off to a beach somewhere, you know. So, you know, how do people avoid this? How do people just do your research? You know, there's so many. There's PolitiFact. There's so many different sites. You know, obviously the biggest, Snopes.com. You know, people call these things, you know, some of these detractors call them fake news sites. You know, it's like, really, what kind of irony is this? You know, you're trying to debunk something here. So I think really what you need, just research it. Don't believe anything you read on the internet that sounds this bizarre, you know. You know, research everything. I mean, you know, there's nothing wrong with going through and finding all the things that you know, maybe question or maybe that sound really far-fetched. But my God, people, stop letting your hatred control your lack of intelligence, you know. So, you know, it's just a matter of, you know, hoping, you know, I mean, like I said, Google's really done good with the AdSense thing, you know, trying to block these fake news sites so that, you know, they can't make them, you know, these people can't make money anymore off of them. You know, the whole point of getting, you know, these stories, stop spreading them around. I mean, things go viral really quick, you know, and especially when you have things. I mean, everyone's guilty every once in a while of sharing something that's not true, you know. You know, whether it's, you know, a bit of, you know, stretch truth or whether, you know, the actual news story is not correct, you know. So I get that, you know. I've been guilty of it a few times here. You know, I get myself to a point where, you know, something does sound believable, but not a child sex ring run by Hillary Clinton out of a Washington, D.C. pizza joint, you know. No. You know, I mean, and, you know, so just do your research. Don't automatically click and send. Don't let your hatred rule you. Don't, you know, get rid of whatever thing that you have in your mind and just go out, verify it's true or not. I mean, most of these sites like Snopes.com and PolitiFact and other ones are updated pretty quickly. Once something goes viral, I mean, some of these things are updated within 24 hours. So, you know, you can kind of, you know, help not spread this horrible, you know, outrage about things by just simply being smart, not automatically forwarding before researching, and just having a brain. Oh my God, people. So fake news, I it's here to stay, and it's unfortunate, but hopefully a lot of these legitimate sites and everything will help reduce the spread of these viral fake news stories. Eradicate the fake. Want to leave feedback? Email podcast@banalleakage.com. Thank you for listening, and as always, if you can't be specific, just be random.